Cockpit.
Written by Kay Bromberg. Narrated by Grace Grant and Zachary Weber. Never go in search of love. Go in search of life, and life will find the love you seek. Atticus. Prologue. Sydney. It isn't what you think, I promise. Eyes the same color blue as mine stare at me, judge me, scold me. The expanse of a desk is between us, but I can feel my father's fury as if he were sitting beside me. He pinches the bridge of his nose and gives a sharp shake of his head.
Is there anything you've ever loved besides yourself, Sydney?
That isn't fair. Tears burn as I try to swallow over the bitter pill disappointing my father has lodged there.
Isn't it, though?
His words cut deep, but I screwed up. Again. At least, that's the only way he'll ever see it. Frank Thornton is never one to allow room for error. Tell me what to do, Dad. Tell me how to make this better. My hands tremble, but I grip the arms of the chair to steady them. Thorntons never show that they are intimidated.
I've let your mom protect you for too long. I've let her persuade me to give you chance after chance when you continually prove to me that you don't deserve it.
Dad.
This is a business. This is my business. This is how I've provided you with those chances to do all the nonsense that you do. I love you, Sid, with all my heart, but if you worked for any other company, you would have been fired many times over.
All I did was rush to Zoe's aid when she called me. I bite my tongue and stop myself from saying more. Excuses aren't allowed. Even if they were, I could have called. I could have let him know something happened so that someone else could cover for me. But I didn't.
How do you think my employees feel about you? Would they call you hard-working and innovative, or would they think you're spoiled and get to keep your job strictly because of your last name?
I told you it isn't what you think.
Then what should I think?
My mind flickers back to the frantic phone call from Zoe, the bruises starting to mar her skin when I arrived, my rage over how a man could treat a woman that way, and her pleas for me not to tell anyone. As much as I know it would save my ass if I explained to my father why I didn't show up for the interview with the fashion designer turned whistleblower Wendy Whittaker, I can't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?